The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about Olamide Zaccheaus. Punt returns Thursday night against Philadelphia. So they're going to go with him. I mean, it's very possible when he said for this game, because it's a short turnaround, maybe this is it. This is his last chance. I did have somebody tell me that London Fletcher, who does the games with Bram Weinstein on radio, on the team's radio broadcast network, suggested that the punter for the Steelers, that left-footed putter, had a weird sort of flight to the punts the other night, and that it was a different spin. It was also a more significant hang time, and that the winds were swirling a little bit. Look, he also, you know, fumbled one but recovered it against the Bears. He also bobbled one against the Giants. This wasn't the first game in which he's had an issue catching every punt cleanly. You know, if you're going to be back there, there's really no room for, occasionally he'll drop one, but, you know, most of the time he catches it. That's not the business of punt returning. You got to catch every single one, because one non-catch could cost you a game and cost you a lot because you lose that game. That is not, you know, if he gets it right, and, you know, 80% of the time. The other 20%, a little dicey. You know, fools around with it. Sometimes he drops it. Sometimes he bobbles it. We've lost a couple. No, that's not what that business is. And he fumbled two of them, lost one, fumbled one in the Bears game, recovered it, got lucky, bobbled one in the Giant game, and then maintained it. It didn't hit the ground. But he's had a problem catching punts cleanly. Maybe Sunday's was because of the left-footed punter. Maybe it was because it was windy. But there is, you know, already some history prior to Sunday where he's had some issues. So can't have that be an issue Thursday night. This is a massive game. As we've already discussed, it's probably one of the most important, you know, mid to second half of the season games this franchise has had in decades in terms of the aggregate record of the two teams in the matchup. It's a division matchup. It's big. I like Zaccheaus as a player. I like him as, I know he is apparently high IQ. He is a big culture guy. He has done some good things. He's dropped some passes. He dropped a pass against Baltimore that was a real big drop. You know, they were at midfield. That would have put him in scoring position. Dropped a ball that was right between the one and the four. He had a chance on Sunday to pull in a couple of throws that were off. They weren't, you know, I don't think they were categorized as drops. But I like when he catches a punt and returns it, he's not bad. But this is it Thursday night. He better not even as much as bobble one, even if he retains possession. These are the things you can't do as a team that's in contention for something. You can't play around with fire. That's playing around with fire. They're going to do it on Thursday night, apparently. I guess there's still time to change your mind if there's some issues in practice. But I trust Quinn, and I trust his belief in Zaccheaus, and I know that they like Zaccheaus. One of the reasons they wanted to sign him is they thought he was versatile and they knew he would be great for the locker room. And apparently that's true. All right, I wanted to talk about something else here. Just read real quickly. Got this from G-Berg Kevin. There's no doubt that Daniels is hurting. I was at the game and you saw trainers tending to him on multiple occasions. From David MC, Kevin, did you talk about Daniels maybe being hurt and that being a reason why he didn't run as much yesterday, meaning on Sunday? It looked like he was being looked at by doctors or trainers on the bench. I think the rib injury is the thing for him right now. He went down on one of those runs like he did in the Panthers game to avoid being hit. So I think I did talk about this in my game recap yesterday that I was on with my friend Howard Gutman and his son Colin. They do a post-game show on a radio station in Richmond following Skins games. And they had me on, and Colin, you know, asked me if I thought Jaden was hurting and was that the reason that he didn't run much on Sunday. And I said, it really obviously didn't even occur to me. But interesting. I just kind of assumed that Pittsburgh did a good job on him. Pittsburgh's, you know, played Lamar Jackson twice a year forever. They're kind of used to these kinds of quarterbacks and plan and game planning for him. They had a bye week to prepare for Jaden Daniels. I didn't consider it, but I did make a couple of calls. And what I found out was this. Number one, yeah, the ribs or rib. How much for just one rib? Thank you, Chris Rock. That the rib is still an issue, but, you know, I was essentially told, but go back and look at the two previous games against the Giants and the Bears. He had no issue running. He was an elite level runner, just like he'd been all year long. The throws weren't affected in either one of those two games. And it was pointed out to me that that he was on the injury report prior to the Chicago game and prior to the Giant game. But one of the reasons he likely wasn't on the injury report prior to the Pittsburgh game is that things were improving. Somebody also pointed me to something that I don't think we saw last week. Maybe we did, Denton. I just didn't remember it in the moment. Jaden talked about the rib soreness last week prior to the Giant game. He was asked about it. He said, quote, "I'm still intact. Pain tolerance is always a big thing." He was asked about the timeline before kind of the pain, you know, goes away. He said, "I wish I knew. It's just how I feel daily, how I wake up and how I'm able to move around. And the organization here has a great plan. So I'm trusting that and following that." So I would say we can probably safely say that, you know, he's still feeling the effects of the injured rib or ribs from the Carolina game. But I think we can also safely say that it wasn't a factor in the minimal number of runs that he had against Pittsburgh on Sunday, because in games much closer to the injury game, he ran wild. 55 yards or so against Chicago, had a couple of great scrambles, read option keepers against the Giants. So I don't think it was a factor. I think Pittsburgh was the factor. I think Pittsburgh did a really, really nice job defensively. They stopped the run. Washington was banged up along the offensive line, and they did a really good job with their rush. And Patrick Queen, by the way, was an absolute monster in the game. Like, I went back yesterday and watched a couple more plays of Jaden just to look at him. And I've got something else to mention, too, about another injury, although I wouldn't really even categorize it as an injury. But anyway, Patrick Queen was all over the field, and his speed, his sideline-to-sideline speed, Jaden on one of those read options read it correctly, took off, and Patrick Queen from the middle linebacker position chased him down for a 3-yard gain. I mean, it's rare to see Jaden get caught. Yeah, that's what I would say. I would say that I buy that it was about the Steelers defensively, that they've, you know, they've schemed against Lamar Jackson for a while now. They had a bye week to prepare for Washington. They got healthier for the Washington game. By the way, did you see what Mike Tomlin said about the Jaden Daniels-Lamar Jackson comp? Denton, I think you have that sound. Will you play it?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They play Baltimore on Sunday. So good timing for that answer. But sure, I mean, when you've been matched up against Lamar Jackson twice a year, and I know that, you know, he's missed a bunch of those games because of injuries and COVID, but still, because remember RG3 started one of those games against Pittsburgh during COVID. Did not go well for Bobby in that game. But you've got the ultimate, you know, kind of background of quarterbacks like Jaden, and they were prepared. I think they did a good job. Like I said, two good teams Sunday. Pittsburgh's good. They're really good on defense. They are excellent. It's the best defended Washington has been all year long. I wanted to one thing about the rib. Somebody pointed me to this play, and they said, go back and watch a play. And so I went back and watched a play. The second and eight that he misses McCaffrey from the end zone, which really was unfortunate because McCaffrey is open, and that may be a game-ending play in a lot of ways. At the same time, they should have, and Bates held, clearly held, not Bates, I'm sorry, Trent Scott held T.J. Watt. It should have been a safety. But the next play, which was third and eight before they punted, and Pittsburgh took over in Washington's territory at the 46. It's a good return after a good punt by Tressaway. Jaden gets chased down by T.J. Watt and has to just unload it so he's not sacked for a safety. T.J. Watt lowered the boom. It was legal. It wasn't late. Jaden just got it out in time. It was in the back of the end zone, and he went right for the rib section. Jaden got right up. I watched it on the all 22. He bounced right up. I think one of the offensive linemen came over and gave him a hand. But what a shot he took from T.J. Watt on that play. So there was one other thing related to Sunday. Logan Paulson, we love Logan. He's the best. He does sidelines for the radio broadcast. You know, Bram and London are in the booth, and Logan's on the sideline. Well, somebody had mentioned to me that they were listening and that Logan said that Jaden was getting his throwing hand worked on the sideline for a cut. And so I texted Logan, and Logan said that he thought it was a cut, and he did talk about it on the broadcast because they were treating him with the clotting stuff. When you have a cut, like there's a spray, I guess, a clotting spray. And he just assumed because they were using that it was a cut. And so there was that. He did not think that it was a factor at all. But just mentioning it could have affected his throwing. I have no idea. But anyway, that was the Jaden Daniels story on Sunday. I don't think the ribs caused any of the lack of runs, and I would doubt very much that whatever happened on his hand, his throwing hand, impacted anything. But I thought it was interesting to note because we did not get that, right? We did not get that on the TV broadcast. I don't think we did. All right. We'll do some Denton news coming up. Gus Frerotte will join us at noon. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.